Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one is about getting rid of things and not telling your family you threw their stuff out.
I got some personal trauma with this.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
My dad used to do this to us all the time.
Throw your stuff out?
My dad would go randomly into a fit of, this place is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
my dad,
don't quit.
Too. And
he would
just start throwing things out that we needed.
Grab a trash bag and just start throwing things in it. And we're like, dog, just because you don't use that.
Yeah.
It's out for a reason.
My dad used to do that to my mom as well with the kitchen table because there was always crap all over it. And he'd be like, what is all this? Yeah. Get rid of it. And we would just move it to a different place. It was so dumb.
Pops would go through the whole house and you'd be like,
on a rampage, trying to ruin everybody's day because they had a bad day. Oh, I know that guy.
Once every few months.
Trust me, it's my father. All right. So anyway.
We got the same dad? Are we related?
Yes, we are. Or our dads grew up in the same generation.
I swear.
All right. Allie and DZ. I grew up in a house where I swear to you, my parents were hoarders. Mm. Not sure how I even made it through without being a hoarder.
Oh, this is the child. Okay.
Dang. Well, now I'm a grown-up, and as I'm watching my parents get older, I've been taking more care of them, and I've been telling them that it's time to get this garage cleaned out before the winter comes.
Mm.
Well, they never did that, and now here we are in September. So I'm worried it's going to start snowing in a couple of months, and I went over there and started clearing out their garage. I threw out a lot of stuff. It's all garbage, in my opinion.
But do you know that?
No. My mom says it's important and it's all sentimental. So I really don't want to tell her I did it, but my plan is to keep throwing out a few boxes every time I go over there.
Eventually they're going to notice that some boxes are missing.
She said it's been untouched for many, many years. My sister said I'm a jerk. I haven't even told my parents, but I'm doing it. And that's my opinion. They're never going to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for throwing out my parents' stuff?
Dog.
So I can help them get their cars in the garage. Oh, God.
She's coming from a very good place. She's trying to help them do something they actually need.
But they're hoarders and they don't.
Yeah. And we know the situation. Yeah. I'm sure we know families that maybe don't use the garage for garaging.
And then the kids come out and want to help them. I know people whose parents, they swear are hoarders. And they're like, you're never invited to my parents' house because they're like embarrassed.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh,
they're
it's
so gross in my parents' house. They're hoarders. I'm like, really? They're like, yep.
Grew up the same way with friends that are like, y'all are never coming over.
Really?
Ever.
Like, you don't want to know what my parents, how many houses are like that inside?
Probably a few.
That's crazy.
Yeah, probably a few. But
wow. Anyway, all right. So she the jerk for cleaning, throwing her parents' stuff away and not telling telling them so she can clean out their garage.
Now you've got adult kids, right? And they want to help you because they've probably changed and shaped mm-hmm. their own life. And now that they have their own house, I watched it happen because my mom was an organized hoarder.
She kept an organized hoarder. No, that's for real. Funny,
she would keep, you know, the plastic Tupperwares that we can use whenever that we never used for years. And she would then buy a bunch of canned items and would store them in the basement. And we'd be like, we're not using those cans ever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There was never the clutter where you felt like you were climbing through things. And my mom was a very clean person, but she had so much unnecessary stuff
that she didn't need
and still does.
Yeah.
It comes from trauma. It comes mm-hmm. from, you know, lack of things. It comes from poverty and
being afraid you're not going to have it. So you keep it
and not having it at one point. So you keep and you hoard and you go, right?
I get it.
But as your kid, you change. Now I live my own life. I hoard in my own ways. Don't say I don't. But you go home and you realize, wow, this is bad.
Yeah.
And you want to help.
You get out of the house and you don't realize. Because what's normal to you is what's normal to you as you grew up until mm-hmm. you look at other lives or someone points it out to you and mm-hmm. you're like, wait a second. You don't even realize it's strange.
Exactly.
You know? Oh my gosh. All right. 414-533-1037. I'm going to say not the jerk because I don't think the parents are ever going to notice that she threw their stuff out. However, throwing someone's stuff out is pretty shady.
They're gonna notice. Eventually, they're gonna notice.
They haven't touched these boxes in years, she said.
When suddenly the cars fit in a garage, they're gonna go, whoa, time out.
No, they're gonna go, thank you.
Where's all our stuff, though? I know you moved it somewhere else. Where's all our stuff, though? Then you're going to have to deal with that problem because they're going to be mad. They're going to think their stuff got moved somewhere else and it mm-hmm. didn't. It's at the dump.
Ooh, this is tricky. Katie in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. I totally do this with random kids' toys. Yeah, we do too, but that's our kids. This isn't our parents. These are adults, Katie.
You want to see your parents' toys?
This is kids. We can throw away their stuff because we bought it. Mm-hmm. That's our stuff. Mm-hmm. This is not your stuff we're throwing away. You're throwing away your parents' stuff.
Is it maybe your childhood memories? Maybe. But you don't know, you're not checking no boxes.
Brianna and Kenosha texted in to 414-533-1037, said, not the jerk. She'll be left with it later when they pass. So why not start now? I do the same.
Dang, I actually hear what
And that. Then, Rachel in New Berlin said, jerk. If you're that worried, get him a therapist who can help with the reason behind the hoarding.
Now it's getting expensive.
It's time or money. Which one you want to put in, baby?
They got TV shows for that kind of stuff, don't they?
All right, you can call us 414-533-1037, and we're going to talk to you next. Is she a jerk for throwing her parents' stuff out and not telling them?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she wants to know if she is the jerk for throwing away her parents' stuff because they're hoarders and she's trying to clean out their garage to put their cars in there before it snows.
I mean, I get her wanting to help, but she's helping in such a weird way.
Well, she is. She's throwing away an adult's stuff, but it's her parents' stuff and she says they're not even going to notice.
She hasn't even bothered to look to see what's in it. She might be and feel some type of way when her parents are gone and she goes, wait, where are my baby pictures? I wonder.
Let's go to Nikki in West Allis this morning. We'll start with her. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. We want to know, what do you think? Is she the jerk for throwing away her parents' stuff and not telling them?
Yes, she is the jerk.
Oh, why? Go
and
on.
I say that based on experience.
Ooh. Let's go.
I agree with DZ where the mom was like the organized hoarder. I know where all of my things are. And before my son passed, he used to go through my things and get rid of them.
Oh.
I was a major, major couponer.
Big shocker in this
big
city.
Midwest.
Not really. Love it.
And he would go through my things and, like, I would travel for work. So I'd come home and I'm like, there's things missing.
You knew.
And he'd be like, Mom, how do you know? Because I know. Because I know what I have and where things are.
You sound like me with the Diet Coke. When I see one's missing, I'm like, Owen, I know one's missing.
Who moved my pile? Who moved my pile?
No, totally.
But like was just said, you know, there may be things in there that in the future she may be like, oh, where did that go?
Right, right.
And I say that now after dealing with the flooding, because my basement was flooded and I literally lost everything.
Dang.
Including all of my son's stuff from when he passed. So it's like, you know, you know where things are. Some people know where things are.
Yeah. Some people don't.
But But you know when things are gone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then it's a double-edged sword because you keep things, and a lot do hold sentimental value, but then something like a flood happens and boom, mm-hmm. it's gone anyway.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Absolutely. All right, so you say
jerk.
100% the jerk. Yes,
wow.
absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Nikki. Have
no
a good
problem.
Day.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Much love. Thanks for the call.
She says jerk. She said, my kid did this to me. This is messed up.
From experience.
He threw away all my coupons that expired.
She was going to use them before they expired.
She said, I'm not going digital pick and save. Don't make me.
Yeah, my dog.
I don't want to. All right, let's go to John in Mequon this morning and see what he thinks. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. You think that she's a jerk for throwing out her parents' stuff?
Nope. Not the jerk.
Not just flat out.
Oh, go on. Why?
My aunt used to be a hoarder. I remember cleaning the mess after she ended up dying, and it took days to clean.
Okay.
And I remember one thing that she told me before she died was, my coffin does not come with a trailer.
So then why was she keeping it anyway?
Yeah.
If she was aware, you know, most hoarders aren't aware that they're doing this kind of hoarding. If she knew, hey, Mark, I ain't taking it with me.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand both points of view because my ex, she basically had a really messy desk. But she knew where everything was.
Well, of course. That's why you can't mess with my stuff. My sister screwed with my stuff once, and I said, I knew where everything was, though.
There's a fine line between disorganized and hoarding, though.
Thank you.
There is.
True.
But at the same time, as like myself, I'm not going to say I'm a neat freak, but I like everything in order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're saying not the jerk. You're like, come on.
Yeah.
You don't have a place for everything. I mean, everything has its place, but you don't have a place for everything.
I do have one comment for you, though.
What? Ooh.
For your question of the day this morning, Pokemon Go.
Okay, you're like Roger now. You're trying to bring up old stuff on this show. Dude,
John.
We are an hour past the question of the
Longer
than that, actually. Boy. What the hell? Okay, thank you for
Thank you, though. Appreciate you listening
The question was, how do you stay in shape in a fun way? Okay, Pokemon Go was a great answer. Thanks, John.
Bye, John.
Have a good day.
You know what I love is our listeners are like, I had another thing to say. You know, I love how involved you guys are with the show. Don't ever stop, please.
He said, listen, I didn't get in the call this morning.
Don't ever stop.
Right in early. When we started, but you know, I'm here now a few hours later.
I appreciate you for listening to the whole show, honestly. Thank you, John. Thank you. Okay, so
we love you because we love you.
Honestly, we had Mael on the phone and we somehow lost him. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. So I'm just going to pull a random text for our tiebreaker now because we have so many texts coming in to 414-533-1037. I'm scared. Which one should I just randomly pick one?
You should close your eyes, click one with your mouse, and then open it and see what it says. That's the best way to do it.
Really?
That's the best way to do it. Just click, just go. I mean, we got to have a tiebreaker somehow. We're split.
We lost
Mael.
Okay, fine. I'm going to click this one.
Okay, what's this?
Okay, say? I'm scared. Jazzy in Kenosha.
Okay,
says,
Jazzy.
Not the jerk. I threw out my grandma's stuff all the time, but I do tell her while I do it so she knows it's gone.
Well, that's why you're not the jerk.
That's why she's giving the reason, though. She's like, I do this, but I at least tell them.
Are you a jerk if you never, ever, ever tell them? Because then, to me, yeah. If eventually you're like, by the way, I threw all that stuff out, my bad.
Bella texted in and said, it's not yours to throw away. Wait until they die, you jerk.
Well, no, it's been worked out. Sorry, Bella, too
late. Do you want him to be safe in the garage? You want to fall on the ice or what?
This is true.
My mom broke her leg. She fell on the ice and broke her leg when I was a kid. I'll never forget it.
Well, when you bring up that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just saying, this is me trying to fix it for everybody, you know?
You're so right, though, because as your parents get older, they still think they could do so much of the things that they really can and shouldn't.
Not the jerk.
Woo.
Carter in Milwaukee texted in, not the jerk. It's been sitting in there for years and years. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.